Sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Soothing, lights out.
What's up, people? What's going on?
I haven't got to my sport until today. I have been trying to find the right time to talk some basketball, and today is the day, November 17, 2023, as we get ready to get into Thanksgiving week, as we are the basketball fans, as we can know as Feast Week. So I had to get my basketball in season two. Of Shooting Lights Up, debuting right here, right now. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or X, thank you for tuning in. And I got a debut for y'all. Believe that I have a debut for y'all, because at this time I decided to wait a bit because there was a lot going on, and I wanted to see what can I do, and when it'd be a good time for me to start talking basketball, because I've been talking football. Y'all know it, Ramley Talk, bearing down the gridiron. Even on Snowman and One, I've been talking straight football, all right? And then Mondays, maybe Monday evenings, if I'm available, I'm talking wrestling with my boy Kool McCain on Monarchs of Wrestling. But now we are in my sport. We are in my sport right here, and we are talking basketball. So it's good to have, it's good to be talking some B-ball right now. So all the segments, I don't got all the segments ready for you. And I'll do that as further along as we get into it. I have everything set and go. I do have a flagrant foul, though. You do not want to miss that flagrant foul. That flagrant foul is going to be nice. It's going to be nice. So be ready for that. But first order of business here, we're going to kick it off real quickly. We're going to talk some women's college basketball. Because this opening couple of weeks of college or women's college basketball has been ridiculous, okay? All right? Just look at it. Look at this. We talking out the gate. We have Ohio State getting knocked out by USC. Then we got the reigning defending national champion, the LSU Tigers, getting knocked out by Colorado. I will get to LSU later. A little later. I ain't going to say later. Cause y'all might. It's a little late in this segment. And we gonna get to the LSU Tigers. UConn getting beat by NC State. Stanford knocking off Indiana. Utah getting beat by Baylor. Green Bay beating, you know, the Blue Jays of Creighton. Florida State knocking off Tennessee. Marquette knocking off Illinois. Ole Miss losing to Oklahoma at home. I mean, a lot of upsets. And then you have, you know, your dominance. But before I get there, let's go to the upset. Look at this, man. And I said, you know what? I'm going to continue on. Look at this. And then when you did have some intriguing matchups, South Carolina just put the beating on Notre Dame, and Iowa behind Clayton Clark's 40-point game, outlasting Virginia Tech down there in Charlotte. South Carolina then putting the beating on Maryland, and then, you know, we talked about Stanford over Indiana. UConn bounced back and put one on Maryland, so Maryland took two back-to-back ass whoopings. And then, you know, and here's where we at right now. Eight top 10 teams took L's. Seven of them L's in which were ranked versus ranked matchups. So remember, South Carolina destroying Notre Dame. Iowa beating Virginia Tech. Stanford beating Iowa. Stanford beating Indiana. And we go back even further. Florida State getting a win like that. Let's see what else. Colorado knocking out the defending champions, USC taking down Ohio State. Baylor taking down Utah. Usually don't see this in women's basketball. Top 10 teams getting knocked off left and right at the beginning of the season. You usually don't see that. But it makes this season a lot more interesting. Seeing top teams getting knocked off left and right to begin the season off. And then you have, he had 10 ranked versus ranked matchups. The higher seed went 4-6. 4-6. Two of those wins came from South Carolina when they just destroyed Maryland and Indiana. Okay. Just dominant. And then you have 5 unranked victories over ranked teams this year. The women's game is off to a great start. And ladies and gentlemen, I am not going to continue this by myself. A man who has been a big help to this program, even though this is going to be his second time being on this program. Behind the scenes, he has done some great work for me. Those of you who want to know who's behind the flagrant foul segment that I'll be playing later on, this man was the creator behind that. He is the EP of, Snowman in the Morning. This man is funny. He loves taking shots when he can take them. And when he does take them, he don't miss. I will say that. And he has another show called Mentality, which y'all need to watch. Because when him and my friend Roger Heffley get together, you're going to be holding your stomach. I'm just going to say that. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cole Johnson.
Well, thank you, sir. But I take shots? When do I ever take shots?
Oh, you take shots. When are you going to get into that? But you definitely know you take shots, okay?
Oh, man, thank you for inviting me on the platform, brother. I totally appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Cole Johnson, we're starting off with the women's college basketball. And I've got the numbers that you see here are
okay. The
numbers that are what took place so far this season within the first 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
8 top 10 teams took L's, 7 of which were in ranked versus ranked matchups.
Mm-hmm.
You have 10 ranked versus ranked matchups. The higher seed is 4-6 in the matchups. And you have 5 unranked teams knocking off ranked teams. As I was saying before you came on, this is not what we used to see when it comes to women's college basketball.
No. No. Normally, when it comes to like the top 10, you normally look for boat races. I mean, that pretty much is it. If you have not a 1 in front of the number, normally it's you're counting double-digit victories and worse normally, but this year, not so much.
And this makes college basketball exciting on the women's side because it's like, mm-hmm. Wait a minute,
yeah.
So we got LSU getting knocked off for opening night.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Before that, Ohio State got knocked off.
Mm-hmm.
Those two names, when you hear them two teams losing, you scratch your head like, wait a minute, the season just started.
Right. Yeah. And now, if you were to forecast this 4.5, 5 months later, now it's not such a slam dunk that you're going to say, oh, well, we're going to see a repeat of what happened this past April, next April. LSU and Purdue meeting meeting for the national championship. Not saying it can't happen still, but it's not a stone cold lock as it was when we were thinking about this in the summer. Because now you got this. Now you have this type of energy of any given time you set foot on the court, you could take an L.
And one thing I am surprised about. Let me go back quick. AP, how did we get to the point where you at? Because I know I put it on, if I can find it. That when UConn lost to NC State, how is NC State not ranked to begin the season anyway? That's what I want to know. Here we go. When they beat the game between UConn and NC State, UConn's ranked 2 and NC State is not ranked. How did that happen, AP? That's what I want to know. Did I miss something here?
Well,
as far as I checked, the ACC runs through Raleigh, North Carolina.
Well, you have to understand, sometimes AP misses. Sometimes they don't really know which teams deserve to be ranked and which teams aren't. I mean, they take the sure things and then they roll from there. That ain't what I'm saying. But I mean, but doesn't that make sense? I mean, they seem to not really know. I'll put it this way. I don't think they really have a gauge as to which teams are on the come up.
And shout out to Green Bay. Green Bay, y'all walked in the Creighton. The Creighton Blue Jays are not them. I give you credit for that. Because, what does Green Bay have at this moment in time?
But it just goes to show that the sport is growing. Forget the popularity part of it growing. It's growing in number of athletes. Now you're starting to see more women wanting to actually play. And I think we're starting to understand that now all the best recruits go to the big time schools now. Now they're settling just to get time somewhere else.
Now there is one team that is dominating. And they are the rightfully ranked number one team in the country. That would be the South Carolina.
Well, South Carolina. Yeah. Do you
see these teams that they have beaten already?
See, this is exactly what I was talking about. Remember when Tennessee was ranked high year after year after year, and then Connecticut was ranked high year after year after year, normally be 2-1, 2-3. And even if they were playing ranked teams, they would boat race them. This is exactly what I was talking about. And so you decided to give it to Dawn Staley. She is putting those women in prime position to just simply rule. Forget the SEC. Rule all over college basketball.
This is Notre Dame we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that game.
And they beat it by almost 30. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That second half, they were just South Carolina.
Yeah, they put on the clinic in the second half. I mean, a literal basketball clinic. It was almost, it was almost as if, to be completely blunt, South Carolina was the Harlem Globetrotters and Notre Dame was the Washington Generals. I mean, they were putting on a clinic in the second half.
And then they fought it up with Maryland, and good gracious.
Yeah, sort of the, if you thought what we did across the Atlantic was something.
Wait till we get home.
Mm-hmm.
And then the in-state rivalry.
What in-state rivalry? I mean, 69-point victory you hang on your in-state rival? I mean, jeez. But like I said, it just goes to show.
That was 20 is even crying at this moment in time.
Mm-hmm. But it just goes to show, if you have the right tutelage, if you have the right coach, man or woman, on the bench that could get your players in the right position to execute the way they should, results like this should happen when you have uber-talented individuals on your squad. And South Carolina's loaded with them.
I'm glad you said it, because that brings me to my final point. Because I'm sticking in the SEC. Mm-hmm. Give you a little taste of a flickering fire. That's a little taste of a flickering fire because
I'm smelling LSU.
Yeah, exactly. LSU, we need to have a talk, and not just LSU, but one person in particular, Angel Reese.
Well,
that stat line says 14 minutes,
mm-hmm.
5 for 9, 5 rebounds, 11 points. Now, if those of you who are, you know, casual basketball fans, which he would tell you, I'm definitely not, because this is actually my sport.
You know, for you to call yourself a casual basketball fan, no.
Y'all would You're probably not. Look at me and say, man, but they won by 30. She need to dominate. This is what you miss, because guess what? When you're like me, you do your research. Because,
Yep.
When this article came out today,
mm-hmm.
this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know why?
Yeah.
Angel Reese was bitching the second half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she sat all second half. Yeah.
And if I'm looking at this, if I do my math correctly, 17 and 20 is 37, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's Kent State. And 16 and 23 is 39, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's LSU. So LSU went up 2 at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
The second half, it took a freshman.
Yeah. To put the game out of reach.
Williams, who dropped 42.
Yeah. And put the game out of reach in the third quarter.
So let me go ahead and take this down because Angel Reese, what have you got going on? We need to fix. Because this is not what we expected coming into the season.
Oh no, you don't need to fix anything with Angel Reese. She's like an NIL, she's like an NIL money. She became a celebrity literally overnight and doing this. Well, you can only take it but so far.
And guess what? And Coach Kemp ain't playing.
No, Kemp Mulkey, well, you saw in that game. She's like, Angel, to the bench. You ain't seen the court second half.
No, you're a champion. Champions act differently. Yeah. You're not acting like a champion.
And then there you go right there. There is the problem right there.
Haley Van Lent didn't leave Louisville to come play with you to act like this. Williams didn't come to LSU for you to play like this. They saw, bro, we can win titles in Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
And without the main guy outside of Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese ain't showing up.
Ouch.
You thought losing to Colorado would wake you behind up. And that was the first game of the season.
I was thinking it would too, but nope.
Wake up. Because guess what? WBA don't care if you won the championship last year. What you doing this year?
Well, they care from this standpoint. Everybody's gunning for you because you are now everybody's national championship game even before you even get to the tournament.
If Kim Munkin ain't tell you this, I'm going to tell you this. Angel Reese, if you thought this by winning the next championship was going to make you a top lottery pick, then you should have came out after you won. Because trust me, if you don't get yourself together this season, your draft stock is going to drop. Because I can guarantee, I don't care how bad a WBA team is. If they seeing something wrong with you this season, the season that you're playing in LSU, they will make some questions about drafting you. They ain't had that issue with Leo Boston. Leo Boston was out here winning the championship. And then South Carolina didn't make it to the championship game. They got bounced out in the Final Four. But the fact that Aaliyah Boston played the way that she been playing all the time she was at South Carolina was the reason why she went number one overall. You know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Clark, they just got beat. But guess what? Caitlin Clark out here still doing Caitlin Clark things on the court.
Well.
And by the way, ain't nobody else walking out here with no crown on their head. Before losing
the
game.
That's what I'm saying. That NIL money. It's getting to her. She loves it. She loves that celebrity.
You know what? Let me stop. Cole, you talk to her.
Well, I mean, look, Angel. Now, you know, I have a whole lot of respect. I have profound respect for you. What you are doing is part of the reason as to why many of us are gravitated toward women's basketball. Forget college basketball, women's basketball, college and pro, and dare I say, even below the college level. Because we see a woman like you, a young woman like you, showing that you can have that competitive fire and that edge, and you can bring it onto the court, and you can still be ladylike. I mean, that's why you called the Bayou Barbie, because you have that energy in you. You know, you bring that dog in you on the court. But for some reason, you left that dog on the court last year. What happened? Because here we are now. We're in a fresh new season. And we're seeing a fresh new Angel Reese. You know, it's funny. I was watching the documentary Sly. And, of course, it was about Sylvester Stallone. And he, you know, talked about when he got to Rocky III. And you already know the story, you know. Of course, Rocky, he was the hard luck puncher, hard luck boxer, didn't get a break, but finally got a break when he got a chance to fight for the heavyweight championship of the world and knock the heavyweight champion down the first round before losing the fight. But it was all about being in the fight. And then in Rocky II, he overcomes that challenge and beats the champion, become the new champ. And then the first part of Rocky III, he is beating tomato cans all over the place. Then he meets up with Clubber Lang and he gets embarrassed in the first round. Second round, I'm sorry. And he had to have that come to Jesus moment with his wife, saying that he was afraid because he didn't know if he had what it took within him to be that dog again. That dog that brought him to the chip. He left once he got the chip. And now we're seeing that that dog that you had has been left. Now you have that chip. You know this. That dog is gone. The reason why we know the dog is gone is because your coach had to bench you for uninspired play. And this group is supposed to feed off you. You're supposed to be the leader on the court. You're supposed to be basically the coach on the floor. I know you don't play point guard, but you basically are the channel of what the coach wants. If Kim Mulkey wants this, you're supposed to be the physical, athletic embodiment of what she's teaching the most. And right now you're not. And that's problematic.
Kim Mulkey later had to come in and say it was a coach's decision. And everybody know what a coach's decision means.
Mm-hmm.
That is not good.
No. I mean, she's seeing something she doesn't approve of. And I don't blame her.
It wasn't no, hey, man, we was already up. I ain't let them start playing, get some rest. Nobody wanted to say nothing.
Mm-mm.
No, you got benched for a coach's decision. Angel Reese, get it together. Please get it together.
Yeah, because you're too talented for this. Seriously. You're too talented. Too talented.
Caitlin Clark, picking up where she left off. My girl from Virginia Tech, she picking up where she left off, even though she lost to Clayton Clark. You're the third wheel to this. We need you upright and getting it done.
Yeah.
And as Cole said, Don stayed on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Don stays on a mission.
You know she was embarrassed that her team did not play for the national championship last year. Got to the Final Four, but did not get to the national championship. You know she, the competitor that she was, that still burns within her, you know she did not like that. You know she did not like seeing Iowa and LSU representing college basketball for the women's side for the national championship 2023. You know that eats her up. And you know she's telling her crew, you see how we did not get the job done in April 2023? We're going to get the job done in April 2024. And you can see how that team is playing. Oh, they're on the mission. They're on the mission.
Kim Mark going to need you because you're going to see South Carolina.
Yep. At least once in the regular season. No, you might see him again in the SEC tournament.
And there's no avoiding that one.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, if I remember correctly, I do believe that was the game that I said, that's LSU measuring stick. That's going to be their wake-up call. Remember how everybody was talking about, oh, LSU on the field? I said, they ain't played South Carolina yet. And as soon as they play South Carolina, they learn. It's levels to this.
Mm-hmm.
And they took that, and they went all the way.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't wake up now,
and
you do not want to have South Carolina be the one to wake you up.
And now they have to learn that every team, every 18 to 22-year-old woman, is going to look at you, LSU, and say, we want to knock them off because this will be our crown for the season. You're going to get everybody's best shot. And if you're not ready, you're going to be left far behind.
All right. So that's it for that one. We're going to take a break. And then when we come back, a segment that Cole helped me put together, and he's finally get to be a part of it. I got a flagrant foul. And it's not. And y'all didn't think y'all going to go this route. I could have went another route, but I'm going this route. We'll be back.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cowboys Talk.
The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved. Let me say that one more time, because you know it's true. The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved.
Dak Prescott is overrated and he shouldn't be paid, okay? And the same thing with Pollard. I mean, Pollard breaking the tackles at that 57-yard touchdown run. I mean, we needed that big time.
33 points in the fourth quarter. Let me say that again. 33 points in the fourth quarter. And that's off of 4 turnovers committed by the Colts. See, at one point, and the fact that at the end of the third quarter, it was 21-19, and the final score was 54-19. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, that is completely unexpected.
Cowboys Talk is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
The Playmaker Spot is sponsored by Lids. Locker rooms by Lids. Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids, the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you. Make it a perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gears. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snap hat, adjustable, fitted hat, or beanie from thousands of college and professional teams. Browse the very latest jerseys and t-shirts for the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sports teams apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker rooms by Lids.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out with Cole Johnson, the man of Cole Sports with a Z.
Thank you, sir.
Now, I got my college basketball out the way. I deal with the men. Right. I deal with the men some other time. Ain't time for me to deal with the men yet.
Nah.
But here's a segment here that Cole Johnson helped put together. And it's kind of fitting that he gets to join me for the first one of season 2. And quite frankly, it's kind of more interesting because the third member of Snowman in the Morning, it's his team that's getting it. And he already knows. And he told me to go ahead and fire off on y'all. So here you go. The first edition of everybody's favorite segment, Flagrant Foul. That's right. I'm going to the Golden State Warriors. And you, man. Now, there was another team I could have went with. And if I would have went with that team, Cole Johnson would have had a smile on his face from ear to ear because I'm pretty sure he would have had a whole lot to say about a certain point guard that is there.
Yes.
But these guys here, I don't know what's going on.
No, I understand. They started 6-2 and has gone since then. So, yeah, makes sense.
So, here we go. 6-7 on the year. They are ranked 8th in the Western Conference right now, scoring 112 points a game, which is 17th in the league. Mm-hmm. We're talking Golden State Warriors here. When the 17th ranked in scoring ever comes out.
Right, right.
4th in rebounding, okay. 9th in assists, and 12th in opponent's points per game at a 112.1.
For a small team, that's not bad for rebounding.
Yeah, exactly. But yet again, we're talking about the Golden State Warriors. There's a standard that they set here.
Of course.
A standard.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 13 games that they played.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last 4 I want to look at. You lost?
At least they gave the Nuggets a run.
Then you had the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's when Draymond Green decided to... It was a great idea to throw Donovan Mitchell into the stands.
The Warriors got swept this year by the Cavs already. Sorry.
You got swept by Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers. As somebody else would say, the Cleveland Cadavers.
Cadavers.
back-to-back losses to the Minnesota Timberwolves was like, it's that second one I'm going to dive into a little more. And then,
oh, the second loss, yeah.
And then just last night. By the way, the last four games, well, guess where they was at?
In San Francisco. Chase Sonnel. Comfy home confines, not so comfy.
See, last year when I got on you, it was about the damn road. Why the heck you can't win on the road? This year, you can't win at home.
That's a shame.
So we figure out we figure out how to win on the road. Now we can't win at home. What is going on here? Did I miss something during the offseason?
No.
I mean, you got rid of the headache that was Jordan Poole. You sent his butt to freaking Washington. And he's not doing well in Washington. Say that. You brought in Chris Paul, but Chris Paul, he's still learning. I'm just going to say that.
Well, also, even though he can score, the one thing he does best is distribute. And that's not really what you truly need. Although, look, if you get a point guard that can distribute, it's great. And he'll find a way to assimilate with the team. So I'm not worried about him fitting with the team. It just wasn't the biggest dire need that you needed to have fulfilled.
So, yeah, he's still learning. Even though he's been in the league for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. He's still learning. Usually, he is the point guard of the team. It's like the first time he's not the point guard of the team. So he has to learn not only the team, but the new role.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I know you're going to say, hey, Steph is out right now. Steph ain't the damn problem.
Steph is the least of their problems.
Steph is like last on the chain list.
I mean, the dude is scoring. The problem with that is there isn't anybody scoring with him.
It's these two right here. The same two that been with Steph Curry from the start.
Well, come on. So you can't fault Clay. I mean, he's still trying to recover from his injuries. And as for Sasquatch on the side, he thinks NBA games are MMA contests.
Circle. That's who I'm starting with first. Freaking Draymond Green. Oh my God. Dude. First, journalism hat. NBA suspended Draymond Green for 5 games for a dangerous headlock on Rudy Gobert. The NBA came out with a statement saying why they did it, and mainly stating that furthering making the altercation happen on the court. And forcefully grabbing Rudy Gobert by his neck in a unsportsmanlike manner.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the NBA said on why he got suspended, which added on with his history and then Klay Thompson and then Jaden McDaniels, who I started with, Klay Thompson, by the way, which I'll get to him later when I get done with Draymond.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They got fined and whatnot and things like that. But, what in your right mind, Draymond, made you think this was okay?
treating Rudy Gobert like Jody and the baby boy.
I'm happy people can laugh about that and make jokes about it. But do y'all really understand what kind of headlock Rudy Gobert is in right now? He is in a rear naked chokehold. The dangerous chokehold you can be in. The least thing you would think you would be in an NBA game is that one.
And poor Gobert, when you look at him when he is in the chokehold, you see his eyes, he's like, oh my gosh, what is happening here? Oh, this sucks. Get me out of it. I mean, he actually had that look on his face.
Because when you're in a redneck chokehold, you can't get out. Especially with somebody the size of Draymond Green.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the only reason why you only got 5 games, Draymond, because Rudy Gobert was not injured. He ain't suffered no type of damages. Because trust me, if he would have had any type of damages, oh, your butt would have been on the level of party that John Morant got right about now. You didn't even go after Jaden McDaniels, who started this damn thing. First off, Steve Kerr came out and said, initially came out and said, well, Gobert grabbed Clay. That's why Draymond reacted. So at the point when Steve Kerr said, he was like, I can understand why. If you watch the video, which Steve Kerr had to go back and watch the video and realize Gobert wasn't even trying to do anything but separate the two. It just so happened to be Klay Thompson was the closest individual to him when this altercation started. Mm-hmm. What in Draymond's mind made him think, let me put Gobert in the rear naked chokehold? We've seen Draymond do a lot of stupid stuff and a lot of dangerous stuff. This one right
just
here.
Just ask Jordan Poole's chin.
This one right here. Tip of the iceberg.
But we've seen him do a lot of stupid stuff. Just ask Jordan Poole's chin. But I get that he was trying to be the enforcer type. I understand that. I understand why he was trying to do it. It does not make it right, and it's not justifiable, because if you're going to be an enforcer of that sort, be peacemaker in the process too. You have to understand your presence on the court means a whole lot more than you putting a player in a rear naked choke and getting kicked out of the game, and you barely had, what, a minute or two off the clock? I would understand if, Draymond, I would understand if you're a rookie. I would understand if you're in the second year and you'd be like, okay, you know, you're amped, you're hyped, you want to rep for your team, and you pull something stupid like that. This is your 12th year, dude. 12th year in the league. It means you have been to the mountaintop and back. You've tasted defeat in June. You've tasted success in June. And you have also tasted being suspended because you did some stupid things and the NBA officer said you can't act this way.
DeMontis Sabonis, anybody?
But you still want to do stupid crap. I mean, on my show, you would be awarded the dolt of the week. On Mentality, you would be called an effing moron. But neither one really suits you because, unfortunately, my man, you're reprobate. You keep wanting to do it. Like, you keep wanting to kick people in the groin. If it wasn't Steven Adams in 2016, or if it wasn't the Fro this past week? I mean, or you haven't done to you like I think someone did to you. But you still want to just be amped for all the wrong reasons. And if you continue to do this, I dare say, when people ask, well, is Draymond a Hall of Famer? More and more people will say no, because they'll think of you being an idiot on the court more than being the guy who leads his team and assists. So before you say that we don't do our homework, Mr. New Media, we know the sport, dude. That's probably the reason why we're on your neck. You're too important to pull crap like that and have your presence be missing. But you don't give a crap about that. Prove me wrong, please.
The first game he was suspended was last night. Look how badly OKC walked in there and whooped that behind.
Yeah. Because his presence was not the presence of being the enforcer the right way, the presence of a rebounder. And on the opposite end, like I always say, Stephen Curry is the quintessential king of the hockey assist. Draymond is the most important reason as to why that's the case. Because he goes to the high post, sees the ball, and he makes a decision as to where to go, who's going to get the ball. When you're gone on the off the court, Draymond, nobody fits that role. As you can see, your team, you hanging them out to dry, get whooped by 19 at home. Thanks to you being stupid and putting Rudy Gobert in a headlock. In a chokehold, I'm sorry.
Before I get to my next problem. For those of you who don't understand, and Cole is a fighting fan, he loves MMA.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to those who want to act stupid, because mm-hmm. you know those who want to act stupid, mm-hmm. and those who actually don't know, mm-hmm. why this hold is so dangerous.
All right. This hold is dangerous because it can cut off windpipe. Just cut it off. And you need to have oxygen rush to your brain. That chokehold, if it's applied with enough force, can kill you. If you don't believe me, research and find it out. There was a guy, I think Staten Island, Eric Garner. He received a chokehold like this from an NYPD police officer. And he died. He kept saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, until he couldn't any longer and didn't any longer. Guess what move he performed? That one right there. Guess what the NYPD did even before that chokehold was applied? Ban it. So that's why, yeah, we can laugh and say Rudy Gobert is Jody and Draymond is acting like Vin Rames in Baby Boy. But truly, it's no laughing matter, because if he tightened that noose a bit and kept it on longer, you would have seen a 7-footer passed out in the middle of the court. And not that would not have been pretty.
Not to mention, he dragged him about 20 feet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to say, and dragging them. So, on top of that, if you force back, it'll be harder for a person to breathe that's in that chokehold. So, that is why it's dangerous to have that applied. So dangerous, there is a police force that has banned that particular hold.
Now, hopefully y'all understand how severe that situation is, and the fact that Draymond only got 5 games, because you're lucky he really go bare and get injured.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't get injured, but I'm not surprised he got 5, though. I'm not surprised he got 5.
That's the only thing I can think of why you ain't get more.
Mm-hmm.
Cause if anything else would have happened, you'd have felt it.
Yeah.
Now that I'm done with Draymond, ridiculous, obnoxious behavior. Golden State keeps him around, and it keeps hurting the team. This is how it all started.
Yeah.
That guy in the white, he's the one who really started it, but it's the guy in the black that I'm focusing on.
Yeah, Jared McMichael.
Klay Thompson. We need to have a conversation, sir. Are these Klay Thompson-like numbers that I see for this season? Yes, they are.
Yes.
Your eyes are not deceiving you, America. Klay Thompson is shooting terribly. He is only scoring 13, 14 points a game. Don't worry. I dove deeper into the statistics to bring you. Like I said.
You're deeper?
I dove mm-hmm. deeper.
Oh, not 40% from the field. Oh,
he's shooting 40% from the field. He's shooting 32.9% from three. Here's the stat code in, though. Not one 20-point game.
I'm not surprised, though.
You're not?
Mm-mm.
And this man is playing almost 30 minutes a game.
I'm not surprised because the issue I've had with this Warriors club is that they're hanging Steph Curry out to dry. He has to carry the scoring load, and his team is not backing him up thoroughly. Klay Thompson is the biggest reason why.
It was called the Splash Brothers.
Well, in 2024, or I should say November 2023, you called the Splash Brother and the Pond Brother. Because he ain't making no splashes.
None whatsoever. That is 61-152.
I didn't know he was shooting that bad. I can excuse the 33% from three. I know he shot better. I could excuse that. But doggone, 40% from the field though. Jeez.
Now I'm gonna do some live math for y'all. I'm gonna take the 3 points out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So a total attempts inside the two is 70, okay? You got that code 70.
70. Mm-hmm.
72 pointers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's take the makes out the way. So the total makes he has made is 34. We talking 34 for 70 from 2 points.
So that's not quite 50%. Okay.
48.5%.
Mm-hmm.
You know why it's 48.5%? I can tell you why. Klay Thompson, how many layups you going to miss, man?
That's why I'm surprised that field goal percentage is 40%.
How many layups you going to miss?
Because the way the Warriors operate when they do their offense is they do backdoor cuts and everybody is cutting to the basket. So if you know that's the case, there's many opportunities for layups. So for him to shoot 40% from the field, knowing that you said the gimmies are bouncing off the rim, that is problematic.
I understand you had two season-ending injuries. That's why we won't read too much hopping on you as much last season.
Yeah, need to recover. Yeah.
Come out, bro. What are you doing? And then on top of that, where's the defense? You was a two-way superstar. It'll be times when you ain't got it in the first quarter, in the first half, but defense is on point. And then you had the spectacular third quarter that we all know and love. Defense is falling off. Offense is falling off. What is going on, Klay Thompson? Now you getting in fights and getting kicked out of the game 2 minutes into it. Don't matter if it's your fault or not, you were still involved.
Yeah, dude ripped his jersey off. Got a whole new jersey just to walk off the court.
2 minutes! And even more, I don't think I put that on. I think this. Nope, this is the Nets of a couple of games. Like, you got OKC tomorrow. The same team that whooped y'all last night. In the same building. We don't know if Steph's going to play or not. Oh, and then 2 days after that, you have Mr. Cole Johnson, Houston Rockets. And now, we're going to talk about them in our next segment because I looked at some statistics and I'm like, his NBA season is kicking off. I think I know the reason why. We might not like the reason why, but then you go to Phoenix. Phoenix already beat you.
Mm-hmm.
You got San Antonio. Who knows what y'all going to do against that tall alien that they call Victor Wembanyama. He's up and down. But you expect that from a rookie. You go to Sacramento and you know they won't pay back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the Clippers to end out the month of November. And I can tell you right now, I'll say for Cole. Cole wants y'all to beat the brakes off the Clippers.
Yeah.
What OKC did to y'all last night, he wants y'all to do to the Clippers on November 3rd.
Please. Please. Bury him.
That way he going to mess with me for another figure and foul, and I already know what team he going to choose.
Mm-hmm. and I will put afterwards, and I will take no for an answer.
So I already know I got to deal with y'all at some point in time this season. It's coming.
Because yeah, the way y'all playing, almost as bad as the Warriors are.
Like I said, y'all were about to be the first one, but this whole situation with Golden State took the cake from you. And I'm pretty sure Cole is not going to complain why.
Mm.
On this one.
Zero. You made the right choice.
Snowman say fire off.
Because the team started off hot, and all of a sudden they just sink like a rock, and I'm like falling in the ocean. And as talented and as experienced as this team is, and they haven't really suffered a big time injury, there's no excuse for them to lose like this.
There's none excuse.
None.
The Golden State Warriors.
None.
Last year it was road problems.
Yeah, now, problem. Like you said, it's now you now as you said, it's home problems.
It's unbelievable with the Golden State Warriors. It truly is. I don't understand it. I literally sat here. You see, I waited. I didn't jump on like everybody else at the beginning of the season, do this, do that, make predictions. Nah, I waited. And when I was ready to go at the Clippers, Golden State had to do this. So yes, y'all had to get it, okay? Get it together. Steph is left out to dry right now.
Mm-hmm. You should be ashamed of yourselves to leave that man out to dry like that.
This man is trying his hardest to keep this unit together. Draymond want to get suspended. Klay getting it first and can't produce like he's supposed to. Chris Paul is still learning. And Steve Kerr is just there like, Steve Kerr might be in them in the same situation Tyronn Lue might be in.
Oh, no.
And that's with the players he drafted when he was there.
Oh, no. No. Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
I'm almost saying Tyronn Lue needs to get out of L.A. But I'm hoping that it's not the same case with Steve Kerr.
I'm just saying. The guys that the founders of this Warriors team, only one is doing something correctly. The other two don't know what's going on.
Well, you know what's going on with one of them. Dude acting like a buffoon.
That's your favorite.
Yeah, that's a nice graphic there. I like that.
Well, you should know. You're the one that created it.
Thank you, sir.
He got most of it creating for me, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's in the lab.
Another break, and we're going to talk a little bit more NBA before we get out of here.
The Playmakers Blog is sponsored by Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, mountains of entertainment. So much to stream. From shows and movies you can only catch here on Paramount Plus. Whether it be from CBS, BET, Comedy Central, Liquid Loading, and so much more. The new home of Showtime. Watch Showtime original series, movies, and sports when you sign up for Paramount Plus with Showtime. Catch exclusive originals from Paramount Plus such as Star Trek, Strange Wars, The Family Stallones, Halo, and so much more. You also can stream live sports like NFL on CBS, the UEFA Champions League, the Masters, and the SEC on CBS. Paramount Plus, you can stream up to 3 devices when you create an account. So Paramount Plus plan starts at $5.99. If you hit that link below, you can get a free trial. Paramount Plus, mountains of entertainment.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out. Women's college basketball. I gave you a flagrant foul on the Golden State Warriors, along with my good buddy, Mr. Cole Johnson. I got one more thing to talk about. Let's talk some more NBA, okay?
because we're not used to having this type of interest, excitement, whatever you want to call it, when it comes to NBA this early in the season.
That's true.
So I have a reason for that. But first off, here's where the standings are at as of right now. Through 16 games. There's the West and the East through 16 games. And I see some surprising teams out here, Mr. Coach Johnson. One in particular is in the Western Conference. That's that number four team right there. That number four team is playing some basketball.
Yeah, they are. And they started off slow. I mean, they lost their first three. And now they're coming on strong. And it is due to the emphasis on defense. And I'm glad that the pickups definitely of Dylan Brooks, and to a smaller degree, Fred VanVleet is starting to actually take shape. And Ime Udoka, that he actually is stressing defense over everything else, because it's making this team be focused. And I'm loving what I'm seeing with them. More than this is the team I root for, just as a basketball fan, I love what I'm seeing with them.
6-3, sitting number four right now. Yeah, there's a team in L.A. that's 6-6 right now. I would deal with them some other time. The other team in L.A., 3-7.
Oh, AD, you can't beat a man and score only 9 points in a game. You know that. I'm sorry. Continue, sir.
The other team in L.A., that's 3-7.
I'm sorry. Y'all stupid. That's all I'll say.
When that day comes, I'm pretty sure Cole is going to send this to everybody. Is he? Mm-hmm. And those of you who followed Shooting Lights Out last season, y'all know how many times I talked about that Clippers team and flagrant foul.
And what's sad is you had such high hopes for the Clippers. I mean, you had such astronomical hopes for them. And unfortunately, the injury bug just kept biting them. Now everybody's healthy. And it's something else that's throwing a monkey wrench in how they're operating. It's as if they can't get out of their own way.
I'm going to give y'all some time, because y'all are really ticking me off right now. And then y'all only played 10 damn games. That's a damn shame that people can get ticked off at you in 10 games. Over 82-game season. On the east side, you have your usual contenders. The Celtics sits in there. The Bucks sitting at fifth. Knicks hanging in around. The Hawks up and down. Brooklyn up and down. Magic.
Look at that. See, the Magic doing good, man.
6-5. They got a nice road win out in Chicago. Paolo Banchero game winner. Still a young team.
Yeah, they're still a young team.
But it
just goes to show that that front office for the Magic, they might be onto something, man. They may have built some good pieces in Orlando.
For the purpose of this show, I'm gonna keep it nice. Because anytime you say Orlando Magic's in front office, there's some certain words that I want to use.
Look, and that's why I'm saying that, because unfortunately, probably starting with when they decided to say bye-bye to Shaq, and we're talking now 27 years, we've been saying that the front office for the Magic has been down. I would say up and down to be kind, because I know you're a Magic fan, but I know you keep it real. For the most part, the front office has just made a mess out of your team. So to see how they are playing now, I actually had to tip your cap. I had to tip my cap to them.
I'm gonna keep it nice for now, but knowing that front office, they'll do something to piss me off. It never fails. It never fails with that front office. But for now, 6-5, we're doing all right. But now let's get to my real reason why I'm going this route, because there's something that the NBA did, and they let a lot of people scratch their heads of. What's the point of this? and whatnot, and that would be the end season tournament. Now, however, the whole situation that happened with Draymond Green and Rudy Gobert, that was part of the NCAA, that was part of the end season tournament games.
It was.
All the other crazy games that we've been seeing, the exciting games that you probably peeked in was like, oh man, this is actually a good game. End season tournament. I don't know. But maybe that the grand prize is some extra money in players' pockets, maybe the reason why there's a little more excitement in early in the season than what it used to be.
Winning a doggone cup that don't mean jack. I'm sorry. My bad.
And if y'all, those of you who don't know Cole Johnson, he wants stuff that has a meaning to it, okay?
Thank you. Yes.
The in-season tournament doesn't have meaning to it.
No. None.
But for some reason, these games have been pretty interesting.
But the thing is, those games could still be just as interesting without this gimmick. And yes, I'm using the word gimmick because I almost feel as though this is sort of wrestling-like. This is a gimmick. I get why they're doing it. This is the reason why they need to have interest in the NBA before Christmas. And I understand because people, you and I, we follow the NBA once they tip off in mid-October. But the casuals, they really don't give a crap about the NBA until Christmas Day. So this is a way to drum up some excitement about the NBA before we get to Christmas.
Yeah, they don't care about Christmas no more. The NFL took over that.
Well, this year the NFL will take over it, but
they took over it last year.
Yeah, but Christmas normally, for the most part, it basically was when the NBA season really got started for many people. And this is a way, I understand, this is a way to have interest be drummed up for the NBA before we even get there. Heck, we'll actually have interest in the NBA and talk about them before Thanksgiving. I get it. I understand it. The analyst in me understands this. The fan in me hates it. And I hate it even more because I hate it even more that because we're having to have these idiotic tournament games played on courts that were drawn by six-year-olds.
Some people like it. Some people love it. Some people can't stand it.
Yeah. And some people need to say, this needs to be gone.
I mean, I don't know why you had to draw. I don't know why you had to draw up a court for every team when you just could have kept it the same.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter how the court looks.
You probably can put the little trophy at the center court, and that'd be it.
You can put you could put this crappy logo somewhere on the court, so we understand it's a tournament game. But you did not have to basically extend how crappy the Nets court looks to the other 29 teams. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should be kinder. I'm a guest on the show.
No. See, on Twitter, like, sound, what? You don't have to be kind. Say how it is.
All right. Those doggone courts suck. All 30 of them.
I haven't seen the Magic one, and I probably don't want to see the Magic one. Keep it like that.
Unfortunately, I have seen all 30 of them. They all suck. All of them.
Now, here's where we stand at. In the group settings in the West, you have Group A with the Lakers and Utah Jazz are 2-0.
This is an embarrassment in the whole doggone league.
Then in the West B group, the Denver Nuggets, the reigning defending champions, are 2-0. Houston 1-0.
Utter embarrassment.
And then in the West for Group C, Minnesota 2-0. One of them coming against the Golden State Warriors. And that's hellacious stuff that we saw in 2 minutes of the game. Yeah, that was an easy tournament game.
Oh, my goodness.
And the thing is, everybody in their groups got to play each other. So right. even though Memphis has lost all three of their tournament games, they're not officially eliminated yet.
This is just straight hot garbage.
On the east side, you had the Indiana Pacers leading Group A at 2-0.
And that court looked like 18,000 people threw up on the court.
Let's see. And East B, the Miami Heat, 2-0.
Well, what the heck is Heat culture? Look, I get it theoretically, but why is it you have to put that on the doggone court? Because then we had to have old LeBron talk about his time in Miami saying, well, I'd be the same player if I didn't have the 4 years in Miami versus the 4 years I did have in Miami. Shut up.
I'm so happy I went on Snowman in the Morning that Wednesday. So the word that came out of my mouth, but you said on the court. They got on their jerseys. What do you mean? That's the uniform now.
That's ridiculous crap. The
uniform says Heat culture. I mean, that's all they talk about nowadays is Heat culture when it comes to the Miami Heat. So they're like, well, might as well trademark it and use it.
So the Heat culture basically is do crappy in the regular season and turn it on in the playoffs. Gotcha. All right. I'm sorry. Continue, sir.
Okay. And then there's Group C. And the Boston Celtics lead the way at 1-0. The Brooklyn Nets 2-1 because that one loss come to the Celtics. And that was like a beatdown that I knew it was coming. Yeah, my matches are 0-1 because that same beatdown.
The end season.
It's the same beating that the Nets gave my Magic. So. Go ahead, Cole.
The end season tournament blows chunks. And if you were to ask me the question, well, Cole, if your Rockets win this tournament, would you have a different viewpoint of this? No. No. They're winning the NBA Cup, and it does nothing. It doesn't improve the standings of their season. It doesn't give them a bye in the first round. It doesn't give them a playoff bid. It does nothing.
But give players money.
And they could have done that without this ridiculous tournament.
I'm going to tell y'all something real quick about Cole Jones. Cole Jones is the same guy who spent 10 minutes thrashing the Houston Astros before turning around and telling them, Dallas, you got a team that's about to win the World Series. You might want to show up and support.
You doggone right.
For the rest of the show.
You doggone right.
The reason why I know I was on that show.
And Dallas, you still didn't represent right. And you're proving it by how you're representing the Mavs. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, they showed up to the home games in Texas. I seen. I was like, oh, they came out to support. Okay. I don't know about on the road. I don't know about on the road. But that ballpark was food for the first two games for the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, it's because they made the World Series.
You told them to come out and support. They did.
No, I'm talking about support when they actually win the whole thing.
Now that I didn't see nothing. You saw more than me. I didn't see nothing, so I can't
see. That's what I'm talking about.
But I'm just saying, for the first two games of the season, for the World Series, they was there. that's what you were talking about initially.
No, it's true. That's true.
They showed up for those games.
They did. Still, so, screw Dallas.
Yes, in every way, fashion, there is okay. Now we're going to get out of here, and Cole Johnson is going to throw it because today is Friday, which means all today's game are in-season tournament games.
Of course, that's what it means. Bucket. Okay.
And you got the Milwaukee Bucks and Charlotte. Good Lord.
Hornets.
Gladly, that game would not be televised.
It might even be televised to Charlotte.
Yeah, we can ask somebody if that game will be televised. We can ask a couple of people if that game will be televised with Charlotte. You know, a couple of people over there.
Mm-hmm.
We got the New York Knickerbockers in the Capitol to take on the Wizards.
Oh, Lord, I can already hear Wise's next thought from the throne. He's going to be cursing out Boston in the name of the Knicks, being whooped by him again. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
If the Knicks lose to Jordan Poole and the Wizards, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be looking for Wise to go in.
He will.
I'm gonna be looking for Stevie Nay to go in.
Oh yes, he would.
It's gonna be a problem. I'm just gonna say that.
Yes, because the Knicks should not have a problem with the Wizards. They shouldn't.
We got Joel Embiid and the 76ers down in the Dirty Bird area in the ATL to take on Trae Young and Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta's favorite.
Now that's a good game. Yeah.
Interesting. Atlanta's favorite.
Now that actually would be a good game.
Detroit is in Cleveland. Detroit just can't turn that corner, can they?
Detroit basketball still is in the toilet.
I mean, we gave y'all 2 years. Good gracious.
And that's not slander. That's not trash talk. That's just fact. And it's unfortunate.
We say in about 2-3 years, Detroit coming.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're in year 3 right now.
You have a wonderful building in Little Caesars Arena. You have a city that is hot for you. Even when the Red Wings play too, and the Lions are actually doing something, but you're still producing nothing on the court.
And we looked at the roster. We was like, give them a couple of years. Oh, they'll be there.
And we're still saying give them a couple of years.
Down the game that will be televised and all for the public to see. ESPN 7:30. Sacramento Kings at San Antonio. With the Wembanyama. First matchup with the Kings.
DeAndre scores 60 on them. I'm sorry, De'Aaron. De'Aaron scores 60 on him.
He's saying De'Aaron Fox drops 60 on him. The disrespect is real.
It's a doggone Spurs. I respect them. But they need to be whooped.
Wow. All right, DeMontis Sabonis, he might teach you a couple of lessons, but you better be on your toes even though you're 7-4. You're going against a double-double machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then Boston is in... Is north of is at the north border taking on the Toronto Raptors.
Defend the north. Defend the reason why we have this in season tournament better. I'm sorry.
Round two between the Magic and the Bulls in Chicago. Unfortunately, the Pablo Banchero game one was not an in season tournament game. It was a regular season game.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So the Bulls might get their payback on us tonight. Boy, in season tournament victory. Great.
What faith you have in your magic.
Pablo Carroll hit the game winner a couple of days ago. We finna run it back and it's an in season tournament game. This is right up. Hey, man, we sorry, Orlando, but things happen. Really? Well, he ain't injured this time, so we're gonna see the Joker versus against Zion. Let's see how you do this time, Zion. You're going against a world champion now. Any thoughts on that one?
I love the Nuggets. I love the Nuggets. I think they are what's right with basketball. I think you need to have a guy like Nikola Jokic represent the league, because it just goes to show that if you follow how to play and you have the fundamentals down in this league where they basically just stress athletics, you can rule over this league. And for the last 4 years, that's what we've seen with Jokic. And look, shout out to Jamal Murray. Heal up, brother, because this team does need you. Although they're 9-2, they need you. You know that, and they know that. As far as the Pelicans are concerned, Zion, you better start being Zion and stop trying to flood New Orleans streets banging hoes. I'm not gonna play until I feel like I'm Zion. Well, them chicks are feeling Zion. And the babies you're going to have from them, oh, that pocket's going to feel Zion too. Oh, yeah. Now the court needs to feel Zion.
The second of the ESPN doubleheader takes us from San Antonio to Salt Lake City for Suns and Jazz.
Find the lie. Oh, my bad.
Speaking of the Suns, news came down that I was waiting on to say this till I got to this game. And Cole Johnson might hold his head on this one.
Okay.
It says here, Bradley Beal out at least 3 more weeks.
Oh man! So that's what's going to be the overarching problem for the Suns. Well, we would be the beast that we have been the last few years. Because we got Booker and we have Durant that's healthy, but Beal is not. But what's going to happen? Beal probably is going to eventually heal up, and then Durant's going to be injured. Not saying I'm praying for it. That just seems to be what's going to happen.
So Phoenix can't get healthy, and Utah is too much up and down for me to even pay attention to them.
They don't know what they want to be. That's the problem. And the sooner they figure it out, the more problematic they will be. But you said it. They're up and down.
Then we have the Los Angeles Lakers in Portland.
We don't give a crap that LeBron got you a triple-double. I don't give a crap that he's the second oldest man to notch a triple-double. You still took home an L.
Y'all take an L to Portland. If y'all take an L to Portland and I find out when I wake up tomorrow morning, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to hop on Facebook. I'm going to look for Bubba Dub because I know he's going to go off on y'all. And I'm going to be laughing.
Lakers, trash.
On my way to work tomorrow morning.
Lakers, trash. Mm-hmm.
He was already on Undisputed yesterday giving AD trash.
I'm sorry. I can't fault him for it. 9 points, and you're supposed to be the number one guy on the team? Yeah. Come on. 9 freaking points.
And LeBron didn't give you a triple-double.
You need to have an old, decrepit fool bring you close to a victory. And you are able-bodied, even though, yes, you have injury issues. You are the younger of the two.
Almost by a decade, according to Stephen A.
You are younger of the two, yet the old whippersnapper looks like he has more energy to want to put on the court than you. I find that to be a problem.
A major problem. And speaking of problems, the other team in L.A., the Clippers are hosting the Houston Rockets.
I don't give a crap about this being in-season tournament. This counts for the regular season. Beat this decrepit team down. Beat them down. There should not be, I don't care where this game is played, there should not be a reason for the Clippers to win this game. Because if it does, it means that you, as the Rockets, should be embarrassed. Because you got, as the world turns over on the other side of the court, and you're supposed to be the more cohesive of the two teams.
He just called the Clippers as the world turns.
They dunk on soap opera. Jeez.
See, he makes fun of the Clippers. Me, on the other hand, y'all already know.
Look, I make fun of the Clippers now because they deserve it. They were begging. They were pleading. They were being James Brown. Please, 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 please to the Sixers. Give us James Harden because we need him. I'm like, oh, you want the headache. Now you have, I don't call him the beard. I call him the headache. You want the headache. Now you got the headache and he's causing a whole ton of them. To now you got someone like Russell Westbrook who's proud as all get out saying, you know what, look, I'll take the bench role. I'll be the sixth man. That's how bad it is with those idiotic Clippers, because the headache is messing all y'all up.
And
And this is just the debut episode of Shooting Lights Out, people. This is just the debut episode. You still got a lot of NBA games to be played. And
yep, five more months of the regular season.
And we're going into C-suite for college basketball.
Yeah, you're right. You got 5 more months of the regular season, NBA style. So, yep.
You know, at some point in time, the Clippers going to make my list. And who else going to make my list?
Oh, I look forward to it.
So, that's Cole Johnson right there. The EP of Snowman in the Morning, the comedic uppercut himself. Because tell me, if he'd had some buddies, he probably threw a couple of uppercuts at me already.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't. I mean, look, just because I said the Rams are not performing as well as the Magic doesn't mean that I have uppercuts for you.
Get ready to catch him on mentality with him. And Lord knows, if I join that one, I ain't going to be the playmaker on that one. I'm going to have to talk to that now. If I'm on mentality, there's no playmaker. That ain't even no Darnell, okay? There's a whole nother persona that a lot of people don't know about.
Well, we might have to make room for that eventually. Okay.
You take me outside of sports and get me into other stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say I'm a Scorpio, and you can best believe what's going to come.
All right. I look forward to that.
So, with that being said, like I said, it's the debut episode. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank you.
I will catch y'all next week. If not next week, the week after, to recap what took place in Feast Week, because it is Thanksgiving week coming up.
Oh, yes.
So, until then, have a good one.
Peace.
Done great, but you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going through all your trials and your tribulations. You gotta keep pushing. Now finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud. That's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.
Masterpiece.